the rest of the people do.
If you meet a child on the street and he seems to be afraid of you, you might tell him you were not going to hurt him by saying, "Don't cry, I'm
not going to hurt you, I'm going to help you."
Now suppose you're having an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about something. You would say, "Well, I'm right.
Don't you think I am?"
Now suppose somebody finds you, say, for a ride into town. You might say, "Don't mention it.
I didn't get that.
You're going into town and you give someone a ride on the way and they thank you when you get there. You might say, "Oh, don't mention it. We're
glad to have you."
If you're talking about the old days, maybe, which some people think we're better than it is now, someone might lean back and say, "Ah, those
good old days."
Now suppose you didn't go to town yesterday, but somebody asked you, "Was that you I saw in town yesterday?" You might say, "No, it
wasn't."
And suppose you want to buy you're going to make some draperies and you want to match the color to the carpet. You might take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
well, to match it.
And then sometimes if you see something in a store you think you might want to buy but you're not sure, they'll give you a little piece as a...
they'll give you a sample.
Take it home and look at it. Now, you see a dress that you like very much, it's very becoming, you might say, "That's a very
nice dress, I'd like to have it."
And if it's really especially nice, you might use the word beautiful or maybe
attractive.
And what would you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
Now, you see a very nice looking, attractive child. How would you describe the child if she were female?
She's a pretty child.
But if it were a little boy, you might say
he's a handsome little boy.
And if there were two little girls there, one of them would probably be more attractive than the other, given the way things are. You might say, "Susie's really
pretty. Mary..."
But Mary's even...
prettier.
And, to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
Now, when you go out in the wintertime, you have to put on a
coat.
And it usually has buttons.
And buttonholes, and you button it.
Now, sometimes, especially a man, between the coat and shirt, would wear a
vest.
And a suit would consist normally of a coat, vest, and
pants.
And would you ever use any other terms for that?
Trousers.
And if there were things worn while working around the barn, say, it'd be called...
overhauls.
And what do they look like exactly?
Well, they don't look good on girls. They are a pair of pants with a built-up bib, and in front it's sort of a bib type, and the other has straps that used to cross or have a, it looks like they cross and they fasten in front at the top.
Now if you go outdoors in the winter and you forget your coat, someone might run after you and say, "Here, I've
brought you your coat."
Now suppose you get your coat out for the winter and you say, "It's very strange, this coat doesn't fit this year, but last year it
fitted."
Now, a man whose old clothes wear out, he'd have to buy a new
suit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in pockets, especially pants pockets, it makes them
bulge.
Now, sometimes a shirt collar will do what in hot water? Especially if it's not sandpaper.
Shrink.
And you're talking about that, you might say, "The one I washed yesterday
shrank."